The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Aisling Larkin is with me, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach. And listen, I appreciate this is not a visual medium. And usually you have to imagine how much food Aisling brings. And it's a lot of food. I do my best to get through it. But Aisling, I'm just going to acknowledge right at the outset, I will be defeated today.
I know.
There's five full dinners here.
I know, I am aware of that. I kind of need to rein myself in a little bit. And I was aware of that. And then I did three, and then I did four. Next thing I knew, I was like, oh my God, I've got five dishes to bring. But each one very worthy of being here and being on a kitchen table this week, I think.
Okay, why? So what ties all this together? What's the theme?
Chicken. So we've got five chicken dinners, right? But I suppose the whole thing is about being savvy and smart about what you buy to make delicious dinners. We hear so often about, you know, feed a family for, you know, make a dinner for five for €10. And that has its place. Like, I get that, right? But we don't always have to go to that extreme. That's, that's hard to do. That's extreme. There's kind of a lovely balance or a middle ground between flavour, satiety, but being smart about the ingredients that you buy. So we're going to look at some of these ingredients that are in each of these dishes. Some of them take a little bit more work and they're more maybe of a, you know, Friday night, you're not going to a restaurant, you want something really
lovely. Okay.
Versus I need dinner on the table in 10 minutes on a Wednesday.
Oh, so right, okay. Lovely. Mix,
but again, each one kind of has really smart ingredients that are going to boost the flavour for you. So it's like, where do you spend your money and where do you save your money? Because I think that's a really important thing to know when you are home cooking.
So chicken being the thing that ties them all together then as well, is there a reason for that or just
because
most chicken, people yes. will eat chicken?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It's very few people turn their nose up at chicken.
It works. All ages will eat it.
Yeah.
In some guise or another. So we have Mediterranean, we've Spanish, we've Italian, we've got Asian, we've got Korean. So I think probably the easiest thing to do, because I'm figuring if I give you about 3 minutes a dish, you might make a bit of a stab at them. And I can kind of walk you through each different flavour profile of each one and how each one is made, but where the smart kind of clever little tricks and tips come in. So you go first, wherever you want to go.
Oh, I'm going to start with the closest to me. To my right, I'm going to move anti-clockwise.
Okay. So we're going Asian. This is the super quick dinner. Okay. This is like the done in 5 minutes. So it's a
great
coconut chicken laksa. So it's almost like a soup or a broth done with noodles. So this is one of those dishes where, and again, I'm trying to be economical with the chicken. You know that flexitarian way of talking?
Yeah.
Not everybody needs a full chicken fillet on the plate every day. We need to move away from the meat and two veg kind of concept. And it's about being very clever about how you use it. So garlic in a pan, a little bit of oil, and then we heated that up with, there was about a quarter of a red pepper left in the fridge.
Okay.
So use them up, okay? Something like a tin of sweet corn would work beautifully in this. The star of the show is a tin of coconut milk, okay? Again, ranging in price, like a branded tin of coconut milk will cost you about $2.50. A non-branded one will cost you about 89 cents.
Right.
So save there.
Same coconut milk.
It is. Like there's very little difference between them. And I know a company might say, oh, there is a difference. Like for the majority of us at home on a Wednesday, there is no difference, right? The difference would be if you're buying the reduced fat one, which I don't bother with. I just buy the full fat one, use it. It's delicious. So into that, into your little bit of garlic, your red pepper, went a tin of coconut milk.
Yeah.
So this is all happening now in 2.5 minutes on the pan, right?
Garlic, red pepper, oil, red coconut pepper, milk.
Coconut milk, chicken stock cube in there. And then I fried off the chicken. Put the chicken in and in, so it almost kind of poaches in the coconut milk, which is really nice.
Yeah.
The stock pot is what adds that big boost of flavour for you, which is really nice. Then I got a packet of pot noodles, you know, like coca, you know, your
super noodles or whatever noodles, they are.
Use any noodle you want, but the difference when you go to the supermarket for a branded version of noodles, right? Just and I priced up a classic egg noodle again was somewhere in the region of like $2.60 versus 89 cents.
For the
noodles.
Oh, wow.
So don't spend your money. An egg noodle is an egg noodle.
Yeah.
Like if you want to go with soba noodle, which are made from buckwheat, bit higher in fibre, like delicious, really nice.
But okay.
Egg noodle. Just
noodles are in.
Noodles are in. Then a little bit of bok choy.
Yeah.
Any green you have. So think of a tender stem broccoli.
Yeah.
Of a mange to a green bean. And it's how you finish a laksa, right? That's done for virtually nothing.
Yeah.
You finish it and spend your money on the finishing ingredients, which is a squeeze of lime juice, fresh coriander, and I put a little touch of that peanut rayu on top.
Lovely.
Really nice, isn't it?
You don't put in, you know, those noodle packets, they come with a flavouring little sachet.
I left out the flavouring.
You didn't put that in, okay.
And you know what? You could put it in.
Yeah.
It's full of the Good stuff. So that's why I left it out, and I was trying to build those flavours myself with like.
So the flavours you're getting is from your garlic and your peppers. Your coconut milk is the big flavour, obviously.
It. But there's one ingredient that I haven't mentioned yet, which I do believe you should spend on. It doesn't matter what brand you buy it, but it's fish sauce.
Oh right, okay, bit of fish sauce.
That's salty. That's the umami. That's the
yes.
Oh, what's going on there?
That's
and
lovely.
It just lifts it from another level, from being just coconutty, just creamy, just salty to. Ah, that's really nice.
That's very nice.
Yeah, really
very
nice.
I like that. And 5 minutes.
There you go. Okay, we're moving on to our Italian kind of Mediterranean
okay.
one. So this is tomato sauce. We've got a basil pesto mash. Ooh, and great. Then we have got a crispy Parmesan chicken with mozzarella cheese on top. So this one takes a little bit more work, right?
Yeah.
But really, really tasty. So I'm going to walk you through a couple of things. Passata, again, like a branded passata is up on around 280-ish.
Yeah.
Whereas if you buy yourself just a tin of what I actually love, and I think it's Aldi that does them, but you can probably get them in a couple of places. They're a tin of cherry tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
So they're different from just your chopped tomatoes or your whole tomatoes. They're cherry tomatoes. So I always try and make my tomato sauce with a cherry tin of cherry tomatoes. Again, something like 89, 90 cent, really cheap. The secret to any tomato sauce is a pinch of brown sugar or white sugar. Put that in. But then what gives it that restaurant quality kind of oomph of flavour is a sun-dried tomato pesto. Now,
you blitz the cherry tomatoes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So cook them down. So a little bit of oil. You can put a little bit of garlic. But you can just do oil, cherry tomatoes. If you had onion powder or garlic powder, any of those just to bring in that kind of savoury depth of savouriness first. And then I put it straight in my ninja, blitz it down. When it's blitzed, I then put in a big tablespoon of sun-dried tomato pesto.
Yes.
That's the secret to making a killer tomato sauce at home that tastes like a restaurant, but is so easy.
Oh, yes.
Now, the price difference, €4.50 for the branded one.
Yeah.
The, I think it was a Tesco Finest one, €1.95.
Wow, okay, big difference.
And same. Very similar. Do you know what I mean? I'm not going to say they're the same, but very similar product for a €2 saving. So that's the way to do it. Putting a tiny bit of pesto that you might have had in the fridge at home through your mashed potato. It's a lovely touch, isn't it?
Yes, it
but
is.
Just kind of
that's all that is.
That's all it is. Just pesto, basil pesto.
Just mixed into your mash.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then mozzarella. I bought the little baby pearls of mozzarella, sat them on top. So I crisped up the chicken, bare egg, breadcrumbs, put the mozzarella on top after it's pretty much cooked, and then that just melts through on top. It's a really nice one.
That's lovely.
A little bit more restaurant-y, but really, really nice.
Yeah, delicious. Delicious. Right.
Korean chicken bites.
Lovely.
These are chicken goujons by another name.
Okay.
This is like your kind of your fake away, right? Almost.
Yes.
But it's there's two things that make this, right? So you can do your breadcrumbs, which is like flour, egg, and breadcrumb. Or what I did was I made a batter.
So
aren't they really nice? And not
really
too
nice.
Spicy.
No.
So you can buy a bag of, so these are tempura. Okay. So now obviously, right, these have been cooked. And so it's crispy chicken coated in a sauce.
Yes.
You're eating it coated in a sauce.
Yeah.
When you take these hot out of the pan, they are super, super crispy. Like proper crunchy, crispy, delicious. But we coat them in the sauce and then they soak up that sauce. So you lose
that.
So
it softens them up a bit,
But what you can do is serve the sauce on the side. Like I love the crispy, crunchy and you can dip them in.
Okay.
But what I've done is I've made them coconut flavour. So rather than buying, you can buy a bag of tempura batter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is literally add sparkling water. It's €3 in the supermarket. All you got to do is take a bit of flour from the pantry, mix in a bit of corn flour. Corn flour is the secret to tempura. Sparkling water, mix that in. That's tempura batter.
That's it.
That's it. There's nothing else. You don't need anything else. That's all you need to do. Put your chicken cubes in it, your chicken, diced up chicken.
Yeah.
Then shallow fry them or deep fry them. So oil in the pan, fry them until they're gorgeous and crispy. Then the sauce is basically sweet chili sauce, soy sauce, and a little bit of fish sauce, a couple of simple ingredients like that. The difference is if you can buy a kind of a Korean style dipping sauce.
Again,
I think it's coming in at about €3.50. You'll make that yourself for about €1.85.
Wow, okay.
So, but sometimes people think buying those, you know, fish sauce. There's four of them. Soy sauce, fish sauce, says she who can't remember all four of them now. Soy sauce, fish sauce, sesame oil.
Yes.
That's the other one. And rice wine vinegar.
Yeah.
They're your four.
Yeah, but you'll use them in other things.
You'll use them all the time. And
yeah.
They last forever. Like, they last forever. So they're a really, really good one. So I just think that's lovely. It's kind of a chicken goujon dinner, but with a kind of a fake away.
Yeah, that's lovely. Really, really
serve
nice.
Serve with salad, serve with slaw, serve with rice, and it's just delicious.
Dinner number four.
You're doing really well.
Yeah.
You're doing really, really well. We are going kind of Italian here. So it's Parmesan crusted chicken with
lovely.
A creamy mushroom sauce.
Right.
Again, really easy, right? I suppose sometimes what's a handy little trick to do, and I'm not forcing anyone to do food prep on a Sunday, right? I do. That's my choice, my cross to bear. But sometimes what's handy is if you buy your bag of chicken fillets or your box of chicken fillets, there's something called butterflying, okay?
Yeah.
So butterflying is basically where you take a full chicken fillet and you cut it like lengthways. So you cut into the thickness of it.
Yeah.
And then you split it out.
So yeah.
You get two flat chicken fillets instead mm-hmm. of one really thick one. Again, that's what I did with these. You don't need to eat a full chicken fillet at your dinner. Like, you can stretch four chicken fillets or
that's
three.
That's just a half a chicken fillet.
Half a chicken fillet.
Wow.
But when you put the breadcrumb on it, it kind of adds to it. So yeah. We dipped it in flour, dipped it in egg, and then I had regular breadcrumbs. You can use up leftover bread. But the secret is I grated in Parmesan cheese.
Into the breadcrumb.
Yeah. And oregano or a little bit of thyme from the yeah. garden. If you have fresh thyme, we're getting into the season for thyme and rosemary now. So thyme is really nice. Talking about the Parmesan, right? There is Parmesan and then there's Grana Padano, which is what someone might refer to as the poor man's version of a Parmesan cheese.
Fake Parmesan.
Fake Parmesan. But you know what? It's really good. So it doesn't come with the restrictions of the POD, the Protected
yes.
Designated Origin. But it's the same cheese. The difference is sometimes it's slightly less aged, so you don't get that intensity of flavour. So like the Parmesan I love is a 30-month aged one, but you're talking $3.89 versus $2.39.
Okay.
For a dish like this, it's perfect. It's really, really nice.
So the Parmesan goes into the breadcrumb, yeah.
then the
that's how you
sauce.
Cook it. And yeah, the mushroom sauce then.
A little bit of onion, a little bit of garlic.
Yeah.
Now, for curiosity, I tried garlic puree from a squeezy tube.
Yeah.
Rotten stuff.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Not a fan.
No. And I didn't know I wasn't a fan. I kind of don't use it, so I didn't really know. And I kind of thought this can be really cost effective and we'll store it in the fridge. That is not one.
Okay.
Buy fresh garlic and just grate it or chop it in. I found that I had to use so much of it to get any bit of garlic
really?
Flavour. And then it didn't even really taste like garlic. So I was like, no. So that's not okay. That's not one to do. Mushrooms. We are coming into mushroom season. So button mushrooms are gorgeous, but chestnut mushrooms, which are the ones that look a little bit more brown.
Yes.
They're for nothing. They're like $1.29 in the supermarket, $1.59. They have such an oomph of flavour, more than button mushrooms do. So you want your chestnut mushrooms in there and then cream.
Yeah.
That's it. You could put a little drop of whiskey or brandy in there if you want.
Okay, kind of right, yeah.
But what I amplified the flavour with is a little bit of truffle oil.
Okay.
This is not a bougie, really expensive bottle. Yeah. I think it was about €11. I will probably be bringing that into you Christmas and next March and I'll still be using it because it won't last forever, but it will last.
Yeah.
It's not real truffle. It's truffle oil.
Yes.
But it gives you that... I'm having something nice here. And it yes. adds, like truffle and mushroom obviously go hand in hand, which is really lovely. In the supermarket, if you didn't even want to do this chicken and you wanted to do kind of more of a vegetarian dish, there's the lovely tortellinis that are stuffed
yes.
with the truffle and the mushroom. Gorgeous. This sauce over that.
Okay.
The Gran Panano cheese, really, really delicious. So that's a lovely one.
Delicious. Absolutely. Four delicious dinners down. And
one
still
to
another to go.
We're going to Spain for this one.
Right.
So we're doing a kind of a tray bake. Smoked paprika tray bake. I love a tray bake because it is basically lash everything on a tray, put it in the oven, come back in an hour and you're done.
Yeah.
There's no peeling of potatoes, there's no anything. So what I've done is I've taken, you can use chicken thighs or chicken fillets, or what's really nice is a spatchcock chicken.
Yeah.
Because it cooks in 45 minutes versus kind of an hour and 20 minutes. So my plan, right, for this recipe originally was I was going to do it with andouille. So andouille is this really spicy kind of Italian-style sausage, okay?
Yeah.
Sausage is the wrong word, but it's a spicy paste, let's call it that. Andouille is very trendy, which makes it very expensive.
Okay.
So to give you an example, the andouille was €39 a kilo versus chorizo, or chorizo, which is €11 a kilo.
Ah, go with the chorizo.
So I did go with the chorizo. And I put it in instead, right? Because you're getting the same vibe. So how did I kind of replicate the andouille vibe? Smoked paprika, spiced, dried, like €1.19 for a little jar of it. So what I did was in a glass bowl, I put smoked paprika, garlic powder, oil. Dumped my chicken in, dumped my red pepper, yellow pepper, dumped a bag of baby potatoes in, tossed them all around.
Yeah.
Dumped them on an oven tray, in the oven for about an hour, took them out, dinner's done.
That's it?
That's it.
Oh, that's
There's
great.
Nothing else.
That's so
that,
nice.
Except for what I finished it with.
Okay.
So your finishing touches, fresh parsley makes a big difference here. Sorry, put olives in there as well. There's a gorgeous dressing in the supermarkets. It's a buttermilk dressing,
yeah.
Like a buttermilk ranch dressing. Or you can get like a garlic aioli. They've been made down in Cork. They're available. Dunn's, Tesco have another variety. So Sage in Middleton is the name of the company, I think, who make them. But anyway, you can get them in loads of different places. But the idea is that sometimes you have this kind of Spanish dish that has this like garlicky mayonnaise sitting on top like a bouillabaisse. So we're kind of taking a nod to that. But just that one tablespoon of that, I would say spend maybe on an ingredient like that. And it kind of takes it from being a, ah, it's a nice midweek dinner to, God, that's like something I get in a restaurant.
That's really good.
Isn't it so tasty?
Yeah.
Not overly spicy, but there's a little bit of interesting kind of heat going on there. Something that would be like fennel would be really lovely in there. Again, don't waste your good olive oil on making that. Like, that doesn't warrant it. Like, so
yes,
finish it with a little drop of it, but it doesn't warrant it kind of when you're making that marinade or that sauce, which
okay,
I think is really lovely. And like I said, the baby potatoes are in season. They're really cheap. Again, you're using 3 chicken fillets to feed 6 people. So just a nice little thing is if you take your fillet, cut it on the diagonal.
Yeah.
It just gives it a little shape. Gives it a little kind of, just a little bit of interest, you know? And then it crisps up with that oil and the smoked paprika as it bakes in the oven. And it's just, I just think it's such a winner.
It is. I'm going to finish this one.
Yay!
I think I will.
There
I think
we
I'm
go.
Going to go the whole way through.
That I've wouldn't had, have been mine now. I wouldn't have thought, I wouldn't have predicted that.
Well, which one do you think I would have
I actually thought you'd like the noodles the least. And actually, that's my favourite. I love that. I kind of thought you would have gone for the pesto potato or the mushroom one. But that is delicious, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you know what?
It's the dressing on top.
It's the dressing. It's really good, yeah.
I know. But that's how clever. Sometimes it's those clever nods at the end.
Even out, add some dairy.
There you go.
There we are.
Dream it up.
All of this is available on Aisling's social channels. So if you just look for her name, Aisling Larkin, you'll find her. Her website as well, and we'll get this up as a podcast because I know particularly some of the more simple dishes, maybe this one that I'm finishing, the tray bake one, the kind of all-in-one or the noodles as well, the very quick, or all of them, in fact.
And I have video recipes for all of them on Instagram coming. So yeah.
All up there.
Everybody.
So loads and loads of ways you can follow along and do this yourself at home. Aisling, we'll talk to you at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.